The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service.
State Representative David Brock Smith joining us. David, good morning.
Morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing all right. You're getting ready for the session of the legislature, and things continue to shift. Explain real quick to folks how things are going to be put together this year.
Well, the Capitol's closed by order of the Senate President and the Speaker. We're going to start the session out with committee meetings virtually, which is something that we started, if you remember, Kyle, with the cap and trade debate in 2019 and what I like to call the Carbon Roadshow. We had virtual testimony coming in from Burns and from Lincoln City on the coast. But so I appreciate the availability of the access for our rural Oregonians, especially the folks down in our district in Roseburg that would have to drive three and a half hours to get there for maybe 3 minutes of testimony. But we need to be able to have the ability for our constituents also to give their testimony in person so that they can have the compassion and be passionate and have the ability for the legislators to see and hear and feel what our constituents are talking about when it comes to mandatory vaccines or when it comes to other things that might be coming before the legislature.
What do you think the big topics are going to be in this session?
Well, redistricting, of course, is a big issue that we have coming up. We have the 2020 census that every decade has us look at the populations and then draw the new district lines for not only our legislative districts and Senate districts, but our congressional districts. And so we have the population increase this year to have a sixth congressional, U.S. congressional district. And so they're going to have to carve that in somewhere within the state, which is a big deal. And, you know, we're dealing with, as I've said on your show before, back in 2001, when the Democrats walked out and denied quorum of the legislature when the Republicans had the majority. We're dealing with those redistricting issues now that have allowed for their supermajority to be to come to fruition. And so redistricting is going to play a huge role how the state is governed in the future.
And obviously the state is dealing with the issue of COVID-19, all the expenses there, and a reduction in income to the state because so many businesses have been limited for so many months.
This is true. We're looking at a possible $1.7 billion budget shortfall. That includes, you know, lottery, which those lottery dollars are bonding projects for municipalities and local jurisdictions with regards to roads, bridges, and infrastructure repair and maintenance, which is going to be a huge issue as we move forward.
And what do you see in terms of the ability of both parties to work together? Republicans have clearly been frustrated in the last few sessions with a Democratic governor and Democratic majority in both chambers.
Well, it didn't start out very well, unfortunately. We had party line votes on the rules that were going to govern the session. We had Dwayne Stark, Representative Stark, who's just south of Roseburg there in Central Point, who helped craft, and Kim Wallen, Representative Wallen out of Medford, who helped craft the House rules, for example. But there was really no concessions given to those House rules. And so, unfortunately, they can be changed at any time. Since there still exists a supermajority in the House and the Senate, we're going to have limited tools in order to stop legislation. Those tools include the reading of bills and not waiving bill reading. And so So we're going to see how it goes. It's going to be quite interesting, in the, again, in this virtual world, on how we move forward until, and the virtual world is, looks like it will be around until April or March.
Talk about the committee assignments that you have, the particular things of interest you're working on.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yes, I have some really great committees, especially for our district. I'm on I'm the vice chair of Energy and Environment. Of course, as you know, I was lead. I was the in the past, I was the co-vice chair of the Joint Committee on Carbon Reduction and helped lead the Republican message through that. I'm the I'm on the Ag and Natural Resources Committee. I'm on the Education Committee. I'm on the Ways and Means Subcommittee for Natural Resources, and the Joint Committee on Policy and Research, Legislative Policy and Research. So I have everything everything natural resources in the building, which is kind of what our district is. I'm looking forward to moving forward the reforestation tax credit that has expired for our timber folks, because, you know, here we'd had a million acres burned over this last fire season. A lot of it was private land. Those private landowners are going to be replanting that timber. Of course, as we know, that the most significant carbon sequestrating engine in the world is our Douglas fir trees. And currently on those public lands, they're just sitting there and rotting and releasing their CO2. But the fires came off federal land on a private land. And yet it's an expense for our local landowners that have to replant. So I'm looking forward to moving forward with that. I can talk to you about legislation all day long because there's a number of significant bills that I'm trying to move forward, from affordable workforce housing incentives to making sure that our land use system works for rural Oregon that has that stopped development for so many years. Down in our neck of the woods, yet you can pave over some of the best farmland in Portland without any problems. So we need some equity across the state, and I look forward to making sure that our rural industries and the communities that support them stay intact and get some benefits as we move forward in this session.
All right, State Representative David Brock Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.